Hi, this is Paul Marks, host and producer of Multifamily Matters. Today we're going to air the best of Multifamily Matters. It's a very educational and informative episode, so listen and enjoy the best of Multifamily Matters.
Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. Okay. I am your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who is an expert on today's topic. Today, we're discussing the topic of managing the concession obsession. Joining me by phone from High Point, North Carolina, is longtime multifamily industry veteran and national industry educator, Mary Gwynn, CPM, chief innovator of Apartment Dynamics. Welcome, Mary.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So I contacted you about discussing this topic because I know that this is something that I've seen you present locally here in the Houston area at the Houston Apartment Association, and I know that you've got upcoming this week a webinar you're doing with Multifamily Insiders on the same topic, and I'm sure that's something that that you have a strong feeling about.
I'm passionate about not giving concessions. They just really denigrate the product that we're trying to sell. I can give you tons of examples of where they were done just because people didn't know what else to do. And I have a million different solutions other than giving concessions. I can tell you, we took over a 320-unit apartment community in Durham, North Carolina, near the Research Triangle Park. And it was an amazing apartment community, but they were giving away tons of free rent. Literally, they had programmed in concessions, the really bad kind, the discount off people's monthly rent. They had programmed to where they had literally $32,000 worth of rent lost every month. And
wow.
So we, over time, we were able to sell to the residents the value of the product. And we weaned them. We lost some, but we weaned them off of the free rent. And we trained our team to sell the value of the apartment. It's just very important that your team be trained well so they know how to sell the apartments and not the special.
Well, you know, in the notes that you sent me, I noticed the definition of a concession is the reduction in price, rent, or other benefits to a tenant or buyer as an inducement to buy or lease. And that is something that I think, at least in this market, I've heard a lot of industry experts who have all the facts and figures, you know, they kind of go by what's going on with the concessions right now. That's kind of a indicator of how the market's doing. And also, you know, it's at least people have told me that it's difficult if you've got a property and all the properties that surround you are giving concessions. How do you compete with that? I'm sure you have some answers to that.
Absolutely. And you're right. Houston is one of those markets. It's one of the highest concession markets in the country. But it's not necessarily the lowest vacancy market in the country. I think what people do is they literally take the path of least resistance and they think give concessions. But so if I'm giving a half month free and the property up the street is giving a whole month free, then I think, oh, wow, well, I guess I better give a whole month free. And then that one wants to compete, so they give a month and a half free. So now all of a sudden I've got to give a month and a half free. Where does it end?
Right.
And it is real money. What I try to train people on is that if you're giving all this rent free, you are losing value for the apartments. And it's not just like vacancy loss. Vacancy loss, you don't have other costs, but you think about it, that person you move in for a month free, they're costing you. Literally, they're costing you utilities if you include utilities, but a lot of people don't anymore. But they're also the ones that are walking their dog and your maintenance person is picking up their poop, and they're the ones who come and drink your Keurig coffee in the office, and they're reporting service requests, and they're coming in and talking or whatever it is, and they are costing you real money, but they're living for free. So it's not like vacancy. And they're also costing you in terms of, don't think your current residents don't see you giving free rent to the new people.
Right.
The current residents, they're your valued customer base. And they see you giving free rent. They see the signs. They see the ads. They see you on social media because you've encouraged them to follow you. So they're seeing you give away free rent to people that are perfect strangers, where they're your valued customers. So you're losing credibility with them, especially if you don't give them a concession when they come in. But really, you're just, again, devaluing your own product all day long.
So is there a way that somebody can figure out what the real cost of a concession is? Is there something that you use to really kind of get to the bottom of what concessions, really the toll they take on your bottom line?
Well, of course, you can take the actual cost of the concession and capitalize it with current cap rates. And You'll see that, you know, even if you use a conservative cap rate for every dollar you give, if you say it's only a 6% cap rate, every dollar is $16 of value. Every $100 is $1,600 of value. And that's with a 6% cap rate, which most cap rates are lower than that now. But literally on Emerald Forest, that property that I told you that was giving $32,000 a month, you think about what that does to your bottom line when you capitalize that. Mm. Multifamily Insiders did a little straw poll online last week, and one of the respondents, roughly 45% of the people who responded were giving some kind of a discount or concession or free something. And one of them responded back that she stopped for a moment and analyzed, and she was only giving 1 week free per new lease, just 1 week free. Mm-hmm. And then she calculated the total of that, and it ended up being something like $32,000 a year based on the number of units that she had, based on the turnover she calculated she would have. So you think it really becomes real money.
It really does. And I mean, and then when you use the cap rate to get the true value, then that's astronomical. And then, the other costs that you were talking about the coming to the office and sending out, you know, work orders and things like that, it really kind of adds up.
Paul, I think it also costs you in terms of turnover, because a lot of times people who move in for a concession will move out for a concession. At one of our apartment communities, I both manage a portfolio as well as training and consulting. So I test what I preach about on our sites, and we don't give concessions. And so Lindsay Manor in Kernersville, North Carolina, had somebody come in two summers ago, and she had never in her 32 years of life, she had never leased without a concession. And we sold and sold and followed up with her. She ended up leasing from us and leasing without a concession for the first time ever. She also renewed with us. So she stayed longer because we sold really the value rather than the concession or the discount.
And I think, this is not to be confused by our listeners with doing something for a referral. I'm assuming in your way of thinking and with your clients that, giving a Starbucks card or some type of a gift card or something for a referral, it's not a concession. That's driving business.
And that's paid to your current good customer.
Right, exactly.
So that's paying someone who you already know, who already is engaged and loves your apartment community to bring new neighbors. That's a totally different scenario.
Okay, well, we're gonna take a quick break here. We're gonna be back with more on this topic. We've got a lot more to cover on this. We'll be back after the short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because Multifamily Matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of managing the concession obsession. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone from High Point, North Carolina, is longtime multifamily industry veteran and national industry educator Mary Gwynn, CPM, chief innovator of Apartment Dynamics. I do want to let our listeners know before we jump back into the topic that if you would like to suggest guests or topics for the show or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, you can go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. Mary, I think, one of the things that's, maybe we ought to discuss and try and break down is why do people offer concessions? Why do properties offer concessions? I can think of a couple of reasons why. Maybe because the neighboring properties are offering concessions and they feel the need to compete, or maybe it's the path of least resistance for the leasing agent. But let's expand on that a little bit. What are your thoughts?
I think one of the biggest reasons is we just don't know how to sell without them. We really haven't trained our team members on what to say. It's almost like the customer is guiding the sales process. They come in or they call and they say, "What's your special?" And in recent studies, I've seen that before a prospect contacts us the very first time, they're already 57% through the buying cycle. Hmm. 57%. They know everything about us. They're over halfway there. They've viewed us online. They know our prices. They know our floor plans. They know literally everything about us before they call. But they are, they don't have anything else to ask. So they say, how much is your or what's your special? And as many times as we have been asked those questions, we haven't really trained ourselves on what's our answer. Mm-hmm. So I really train people all the time on having a good, strong answer. Otherwise, again, the customer's guiding the process, but also they really don't necessarily need the concession. They need us to convince them we believe in our price and our product. They've already seen it. They know it.
And so, and I think there was something in the notes you sent me too that in most cases where people are offering concessions, they lead with those concessions, and as opposed to selling the value of the property.
Yes, I for a presentation I did called Reality Leasing, I watched over 50 video shops. And I don't know if you can imagine
wow.
how painful watching 50 video shops could be. But it was fascinating to me that in 49 out of 50 shops, the concession was offered before the price question was even asked. Mm-hmm. And it was offered immediately in the 50th one. So I think we're obsessed with price and not selling the value of our product and the distinctions of what we have. And believe me, I don't want to go through that exercise again, although I'd love to see some shops that literally try to build that relationship and help people to find the best home for them. I think when somebody has shopped you online, like I said, they already know so much about your product. They've read the reviews. They know what other people have said about you. What they want is to meet the trusted expert and to be affirmed that, yes, this is a good product for them. Yes, it is what it looks like online. The pictures are accurate. The information is accurate. And yes, it's a good fit.
You know, we did an episode recently called Everything You Wanted to Know About Leasing, But Were Afraid to Ask. And our guest was saying that they had to get 10 inquiries to get 3 in-person visits to sell one lease or to close one lease. It was kind of a formula that they felt was accurate for their properties that they have. So I mean, that to get one lease, you've got to get 10 people interested, and then from that you got to get 3 people to come in, and the leasing agents probably see those numbers and are saying, you know, what can I do to close more? And they're jumping to the concession. And obviously, from a leasing agent standpoint, they may not be privy to what the real cost is when you add the cap rate in and so forth. But maybe that's a way to approach it with a team of leasing people. Say, let's explain to you why we don't want to offer concessions, because this is what the real cost is. Do you think they have any idea?
I really think that the why question is one of the best ones. Paul, you're absolutely dead on that. If people know why they're doing what they're doing or why they shouldn't be doing it, they're much more engaged and the reasons make sense. And then after you teach them why, you got to teach them what to say. And I emphasize that a lot. I have handouts that give you plenty of answers to what to answer instead of the free rent or even price. If you emphasize price at the beginning, you don't have much opportunity to sell value. And you think about it, for a leasing pro, and I don't know if you've ever leased, Paul, but I have been on site many times. I love to answer the phone to this day or love to interact with our customers. But you'll answer the phone and somebody will catch you a little off guard and they'll say, how much is your 2-bedroom? And without thinking, without finding out a little more information about what they're looking for and when, you knee-jerk and just go, oh, it's $1,250 a month. Thank you. Click. They
right.
hang up.
Right.
Because all they needed was that information. But is it really enough information for them to make a smart decision? No, because you don't know that that $1,250 is comparing to an Apple up the street. If you're comparing apples to apples, that $1,250 may include a 24/7 fitness room, smart apartment homes, free Wi-Fi, any number of differentiating factors, and all you did was tell price or special. And so they can't really, you really didn't serve your customer by answering their question. You need to find out more information and make sure, I say give them the Oreo. If they really just want price, give them the Oreo with the price where you tell them first, oh, well, you're asking about our two bedrooms. They're fantastic. And you have a 24/7 fitness room. They have a washer dryer included. And all that starts at only $1,250 a month. And that's with us providing 24-hour emergency maintenance service and this and that and the other. In other words, tell them more than just the price. Make sure that they know price or discount or whatever it is you're selling, what it includes, because that price doesn't always tell the whole story.
You know, and I think that's exactly right. I mean, you've got to kind of, you know, one of the things I've always found when selling and the best salespeople, they develop that relationship with the customer. Even if the customer doesn't want to develop a relationship, but if they're able to actually close the sale or close the lease, they have to develop a relationship with them. And so, just answering questions, as you said, what's the price? I think the best people, the best leasing agents, the best salespeople, no matter what they're selling, are the ones who can take that and turn it into adding value and creating a conversation about value and finding out more about that prospective client so that they have an opportunity to develop a relationship.
That's what the customer really needs. And I like to tell our people they're not salespeople, they're customer service. And really, they want to serve that customer. They want to help that customer. Paul, I want to help you find the right apartment for you. And sometimes that apartment is not ours. And if it's not, I want our team members to refer to the property that seems more appropriate for that person. Because we're not right for everybody. But if your attitude, your heart attitude is helping that customer, then part of that really is telling them the things they need to know about your community. But also, again, if it's not a good fit, help them find the right thing.
Yeah, and the only way you can do that is by having a conversation with a client. So I think that's all great. We're gonna take a break and be back with our third segment of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Well, we are back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters. We're discussing the topic of managing the concession obsession. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone from High Point, North Carolina, is longtime multifamily industry veteran and national industry educator Mary Gwynn, CPM, chief innovator of Apartment Dynamics. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And Ted W. Allen Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. Mary, I know that you had mentioned earlier in the show, in the first segment, that you did a three-hour session on this topic for the Houston Apartment Association a few weeks ago. So there's a lot of information to cover that we can't fit into the hour show. But I think one of the important things is, as far as, you know, what, how do you train the team on site to be able to handle leasing without talking about specials and so forth? What is it? What are the things that you use to train your teams?
That is a great question. And that's really probably one of the most important questions. After you give them the why not to give concessions and what the hurt to the value of the asset is, you got to give them something to say. You can't leave your team speechless. So we actually help them to prepare. You know, basically the questions that are going to be asked, so you need to prepare the answer. And we're big on believing in training and then rehearsing. I love role playing. And I know some people who are listening today, as I say the words role playing, I can see their forehead wrinkle and they're cringing a little bit. But role playing, if there's something I can't say in a safe room with people I trust and that have got my back, how am I going to say it in a live presentation with a perfect stranger? So I think really practicing what you're going to say, even scripting it a little bit, just so you're comfortable that you believe in what you're saying, it's just very important. And, you know, generally people are going to say, what's your special, or how much is your two-bedroom or something like that. So then you have to have a way to answer it. And I encourage first, and really assure that prospect, you're looking for a two-bedroom. I can help you with that. Assure them that you've got their back, that you're going to, you know, you're going to give them answers, you're going to help them. But then start asking them questions about what they're looking for, when they need it. It's basic leasing training, but if they really, really, really want to ask a specific question about, but what are you giving free rent? Are you giving free rent? There's so many answers. And I actually am posting a document on Multifamily Insiders tomorrow afternoon that has some of those suggested answers. Each team should sit down and play together, discuss potential answers that fit their team and their product and their property. But one of the ones that comes to my mind pretty quickly is, wow, you're looking for a special. You must have been visiting some of our competitors. We try to price our product right so we don't have to give discounts or specials. That's a tough answer to give. And that's not one that everybody I know can give. But there are other good answers as well. There are, and I can go into them in more detail if that'll help.
Sure.
Paul.
Give a few just so that they can get something to go by.
Well, again, I believe it's great to ask questions. So someone says to me, are you giving any specials? I might say back, oh, you're looking for a great deal on your next home. I can help you with that. We have just these incredible apartment homes, and we have them at good value pricing all the time. So tell me a little bit more about what you're looking for, what size, what date, and I'll give you our best deal on your new home. Are you looking for a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom? Mm-hmm. So you kind of get them diverted off of that special, but it's because it's like what we said earlier about not all two bedrooms are created equal, for example. So if I tell you the price, that's just not enough. I need to know when you're moving. If you're not moving till August, September, October, the price or the discount, if you're giving one, is likely to be different anyway. So you need more information.
So if someone calls and asks what the special is and the person answering the phone does what you say, and then they come in person to look, and they ask the question again in person, you know, are you doing any free rent? Your neighbor's doing free rent. How do you suggest they handle that?
I think, again, you be prepared. You have answers. And you say, yeah, we know they're giving free rent, but we just make sure that we have our pricing right when you come in the door so that we don't confuse you with a special and you don't have to worry about, am I getting the best price? We give the best price every single day. So do you have a budgeted figure you're trying to stay within, Paul?
Right, right.
You get it back on what their needs are and can you meet their needs?
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to meet everybody's needs. Some people are addicted to concessions, and I think that's our fault, by the way.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this story. A business friend of mine was asked to do an analysis on a property in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and she looked at the financials and she discovered that literally they had been giving a month free rent to every move-in since 2008.
Wow.
2008! Now think about that, Paul. And Fayetteville, definitely, it's a military market. The largest military base in the world is there. Thank you, veterans and, and our service people.
Right.
But literally, they had never adjusted their selling strategy, even when the economy came and went, got better, got worse. They never adjusted. Think about the dollars lost. So, of course, the first thing my business friend did was end concessions. But unfortunately, they were not able, that team was not able to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not everyone can sell without a concession, but it's very, very, very important to train your teams, give them something else to say.
Right, right. And, you know, in the example we were talking about where someone asked the question and then they came in and asked the question again, you know, to me, the fact that they came in after they'd already gotten the answer, we don't do concessions, they're just trying, you know, they're just trying again to see if there's any possible thing. But if the fact that they came to the property to tour would lead me to believe that they want to live there. And, you know, and I think that's half the battle. And, you know, another guest we had on the show said one of the most important things of leasing is to have something when someone comes in to show, you know, to show, make sure you've got something that's to show that value. So, you know, besides the property and the amenities and so forth, but the unit itself, and how important is that, do you believe?
Oh, I think it's absolutely important. They're coming in, as we said earlier, They're 57% through the buying cycle. They're over halfway there. They're yours to lose, not to gain. They came in even though you said no concession. So you've got to now validate everything you showed them online. Are those pictures real? Mm-hmm. Yes. You have to have ready product to show them. And there are studies out, and I can't remember the statistics, but there's studies out that show that people would rather see the one they're moving into than a model. So if you only have their time and attention long enough to show one thing, show the apartment home they'd be moving into. Show them a real vacant that's ready, that looks like what they're going to move into.
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't really trust, the consumer doesn't necessarily trust what they see in a model.
Right, right, right. Well, we're going to take a break and be back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of managing the concession obsession. I am Paul Marks. Joining me by phone from High Point, North Carolina, is longtime multifamily industry veteran and national industry educator Mary Gwynn, CPM, Chief Innovator of Apartment Dynamics. You know, Mary, one of the things that apparently, in any market is important when you are determining how you're going to market your property is knowing what your neighbors are doing and shopping your comps. What techniques do you believe are important? What are the answers that you want to get? You know, how much time should somebody spend doing that? What's your recommendation?
I think when anybody's new to a property, they should literally shop all the geographic as well as the market comps. I think there's lots of valuable or invaluable data they can get by visiting their competitors as a prospect. One of the main things you learn is how effective are they at building a relationship and showing, demonstrating the product, or are they it'll shock you sometimes when you shop your competitors at how inattentive they might be. And so just being there and being polite, being attentive to your customers when they walk in the door, it's often a real competitive advantage. And another thing, like literally one of the shops I viewed, Paul, it was kind of sad but funny. The shopper went into this beautiful clubhouse, just high-end clubhouse, and the video's going the whole time. It was 8 minutes before anyone waited on the shopper.
Wow.
And once they did, you can see in the video, you think of an apartment home where people live, that is typically the single biggest cash outlay, their biggest expenditure. And it's also supposed to be joyful, you know, where you live. That's an important thing in your world. It's almost an understatement to me that, yeah, where you live is really critical. So when people come to find out, is this going to be my next home, we should make it as fun, as positive an experience as we can, whether we're the right product for them or not. So this 8 to 10 minute wait, the salesperson came out and she was obviously swallowing something. And I'm seeing all this on video. She never smiled at the customer. And a smile is so important, so affirming. She took down a lot of information in her guest card as if she was taking an order. In other words, the sales process just stunk. It
yes.
was just lousy. And that's one of the things that can help you distinguish from your competitors, so you don't have to give away free rent. You just really are attentive and helpful, and then you show product. And again, what do they show? Are they willing? It's amazing to me. I don't know what people come in thinking they're going to do when their job's to lease. But sometimes when I watch these video shops, I sense people were really reticent. They just weren't prepared to show. Like in this particular shop, the one I'm referring to, she went to get a key to show this person a two-bedroom apartment, and she was gone for several more minutes.
Mm.
Well, you would think she would, first thing in the morning, get out the keys to whatever she was going to show and be ready to rock and roll.
Sure.
Because, you know, isn't that what she's supposed to be doing that day? There are just things like that that help you see how you can stand out just by being prepared every day, being kind to the customer, trying to help them.
Right. You know, I want to talk a little bit about online, you know, getting prepared online. But I also want to touch before that, just for a couple of minutes, on the renewals. That's part of leasing. And as you mentioned earlier in the first segment, that, you know, your existing residents know what specials or concessions you're offering, and they have an expectation when it comes time for their renewal. So what do you suggest on renewals? You know, obviously, if you're not going to offer concessions, if you can wean yourself off of that, how do you handle the renewals when someone comes to you and says, well, there's a property down the road, it's offering this? What do you suggest?
You know, that's a great question. And once someone has started looking at their competitors, you are a little bit behind the curve with them. Your renewal process has to start long before the lease term is expiring. You really have to be building the value in your product all lease long.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if they have gone and shopped the competitors, you have to treat everybody the same. So if you're not giving a renewal concession to other customers, you can't just do it because that one
sure
went and shopped somewhere else. But you really have to be building the value. I still see some of my consulting clients who let people's lease just move 1 month at a time without touch points, without seeing how their customer is feeling about the product, if we're taking care of their needs, if their customer service, their service requests, all of that are being handled promptly. And then 60 to 90 days before their lease expires, they get that blankety blank lease renewal letter, which is really just a rent increase letter. It's mm-hmm. not a, gee, we love you and want you to stay. And we try to do things all lease long. Like, we call it random acts of kindness, but it's not very random because we literally go building by building, doing little treats on the doors. We send simple things like birthday cards, send things to people at their offices, which also builds value at their offices in their coworkers' mind. Oh, wow, you must live in a neat place. But it is the customer service all lease long. And
right.
And really listening to them at touch points. I am a big believer that our maintenance programs need more of our attention, regardless of whether you're a very high-end property or a basic property, a basic workforce housing. People rent apartments a lot of times because they know they don't have to be home for the plumber to arrive. They don't have to be home for the electrician. They don't have to mow the lawn on the weekend. So it's important for us to, when we do provide that customer service of that service request, to see, are they satisfied? Did we do it to their satisfaction? And also to really train and mentor our maintenance teams on building value and being kind to the customers, train them on soft skills, but also make sure they have all the tools they need to do an excellent job of customer service. And I know I kind of got us off topic a little bit, Paul, but it's really important to that renewal lease that it's not just about the rate or the concession. It's, have you made them happy or have you made them look?
Right. And I think, you know, I've had some guests on the show who have told me that a turn, the cost associated with a turn, they figured at their portfolio was about $3,000 for every turn they have to go in and do whatever they have to do. So you know, obviously keeping that resident happy, it's worth, you know, making sure that they are happy so that you don't have to spend that $3,000. The other thing that I've heard some people say is that when a existing resident is looking to potentially move and they go to the office to talk about it, that one of the things that people bring up is, well, yeah, you may be getting a free month's rent, but what's the cost of your move? The packing up, the unpacking and all that. And are you really, you know, ahead? And you know, to say that in a nice way, but to make them think, because maybe that wasn't something that the resident considered.
You are 100% right. But again, by the time they're having that conversation with you, they're partway out the door. Their brain mm-hmm. is already thinking
right.
new place. And so you really have to catch them before they get to that point. You have to be kind to them. You have to speak to them. When I started in the industry, I worked for this brilliant, brilliant mentor. And one of our basics was he would literally pop quiz us on property. If we saw someone, we had to know their name and where they live.
Wow.
And I think it's such a basic thing to actually know the name of your customer. It's very basic, but we've gotten away from some of those things. And it's like the old show Cheers. Everybody wants to go where somebody knows their name. And
right.
This innocuous accountant would walk in the door and everybody would yell, Norm! Because people really want to be known
sure.
and acknowledged and appreciated. And that goes a long way toward that expensive renewal. It's expensive if
yes.
you don't get it.
Yes. And you had, you know, one of the things is that I've heard time and time again is that one of the biggest knocks that the apartment industry has is that in many cases, they don't create the sense of community. And I know you were on a previous show with us where we talked about resident retention and a company called Apartment Life that helps create that sense of community, too, so that everybody does know each other on a property. I do want to I wanted to get into the online stuff, but I'm going to have you back on another episode because we're going to run out of time here. But I do want to give you a couple minutes to tell our listeners a little bit about how you got in the industry and also a little bit about Apartment Dynamics.
Oh, thank you for that, Paul. And gosh, I could go on about concessions, but I started in the industry by answering an ad in the newspaper, which who even looks or advertises for positions in papers anymore? But I answered an ad that said, be assistant to the president. Ooh, and what poor starving college grad could resist that? And my first day on the job, they handed me this huge pile of keys, and I discovered that my job... oh, it was so glorious. It was delinquent rent collection and filing court and doing the ejectments on a 2,000-unit portfolio in a
wow.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Not really. And I discovered really quickly that the people who were having fun in the industry were the leasing pros, because they got to talk to everybody. They got to talk on the phone. They got to hear everybody's life stories. It just seemed so much fun. So I took the first opportunity I could to be in the leasing and marketing end of the industry, which I still am very passionate about. But I now have a company, Apartment Dynamics. We train and consult and we manage. And what I love about that is we get to test ideas on our portfolio and take them other places. We get to see other ideas in other markets and test them on our portfolio. In other words, we're trying new things all the time. And even as long as I've been in the industry, Paul, my goal is to always be learning, always be trying new things, always be doing better at what we do, which is multifamily and providing homes to people, but also providing a great return to our investors.
Well, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, Mary, to talk about consulting or whatever, how can they do that?
We have a website. It is www.aptdynamics.com. And I can also be reached by phone, and I do return calls if I'm missed. But I can be reached at 336-884-8853. And I love to talk apartments. I can be reached by email. My email address is on our website. And I'll see people at NAA Apartmentalize next week as well.
I'll be there. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on, and I know you're giving this program in a longer version on Multifamily Insiders later this week. We will be back next Friday at 10 a.m. right here on 1110 a.m. KTEK with another topic and guest panel, and we look forward to talking with you then. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.